Donovan Mitchell struggled last night. Not going to happen again. But his offense and game affect the rest of his play. Rick was talking about that a couple of times. Donovan Mitchell.
It's been good. You know, it's been long days, but, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so definitely embracing it, you know, trying to get through it smooth. So it's been fun so far. Yeah, a couple of crazy ones. You know, you just got to deal with it. I think that's one thing that teams are really interested in with me is my versatility, you know, just being able to catch the ball, like you said, out of the backfield. The special teams, the value I bring to a team, I think that'll help me a lot. Yeah, that 214, that was good because a lot of people, that was the question, how big was I? So I think I answered that question when I hopped on the scale. I think a lot of teams felt good that I was 214, just knowing that I wasn't less than 200 pounds or low 200s. So, I mean, if I need to get bigger, then I will.
Yeah, I mean, since the Indiana game, he's had a couple of rough ones.
Nah, I'm not worried. I haven't gotten bigger. I played it around 212, 213. We'll see. We run tomorrow. Ari did. I actually hired Demarius Bilbo of Revolution Sports. So, yeah. Not surprised. Just needed the opportunity to, you know, kind of prove my worth, and still trying to prove my worth throughout this process. We bench today, and we go through drills tomorrow. So, still a lot of work to do. Never satisfied. Yeah, I've noticed the buzz. I kind of try to just stay focused, try to keep it out on the outside. Yeah, definitely a lot of opportunity given to me, and I took advantage of it, tried to run with it and not look back. And now we're here, you know, combine week, and it's a lot of, like you said, buzz, and I'm just trying to embrace it all and take advantage of it. I met with a lot. 49ers, I met with the Vikings, I met with Broncos, I met with a lot of teams. I got some meetings tonight too, so just looking forward to still meeting with some of those teams. I think it was, you know, just being able to put us in positions to win, I think it was a necessity to be able to get the ball in my hands, and I took advantage of it. Not really. It was understood. I think my versatility and what I bring to the special teams game, what I bring catching the ball out of the backfield, it's a lot of things that I can do that can help an organization. Yeah, it's a question I get a lot. I don't really have an answer too much. I mean, I just tell them, take advantage of the touches I get, and when the opportunity comes my way, I just pounce on it. Yeah, we're definitely aware of it. You know, we watched the draft, so we watched it last year and was like, man, next year we gotta, you know, come in hard. So yeah, we were talking earlier today about it too. So it's exciting to be a good class of Tennessee football players to be able to get drafted. Yeah, it's definitely pride. Definitely pride. We got some other guys here from other SEC schools, so it's interesting conversations. Yeah, I'll talk to the Titans. Oh man, that's a question I've been getting a lot. I haven't really been able to answer it. There's been a lot of comparisons I've been getting, Jamal Charles and guys like that, but I don't really know. It went well. I enjoyed their meeting. I think I had it yesterday or the day before. It went well though. Yeah, they were different. They were different. You know, they they pressed a little bit harder than some of the other teams. Vikings interview went well. It was a little different. It was good. It was a harder. I think it was one of my harder interviews. I'll just say that. I really just think it shows that, you know, you need a running back. You need a good quarterback. You need a running back. I mean, that's what a team is built off of. And the O-line, of course. But you always need a good running back to, you know, have success in the NFL. I'll have that meeting with them today. There was definitely some talk about special teams contributions. So, yeah. Yeah, a lot of teams ask me that, and I just, you know, didn't really have an answer. Just kind of really just told them I took advantage of my opportunities when they came. Yeah, a lot of teams are surprised about that. I mean, everybody has their own, you know, their own motives, so I didn't really comment too much on them. No, I haven't talked to them, actually. I feel like they have some good pieces, you know, going into next season. It's just all about putting them together. You know, got to start from ground one again, get a new quarterback. So it's a good competition at quarterback. John Kelly at running back will be good. O-line, just got to answer some questions and come together as a unit. But I think overall they'll be good. I don't think he's on the hot seat. Butch will be all right. He'll find a way, always. Am I confident that I'm a first-round pick? I feel like after my combine performance, you know, I mean, it's just up to the teams to decide. I wouldn't really comment on it. Yeah, I mean, it was just a long road, you know, from transferring to Alabama, going to junior college where, I mean, that's the lowest level. So just being true to myself and just staying grounded in what I believe in really helped me throughout the process. And then going to Tennessee and obviously standing right here in front of you guys. So it's definitely a blessing. I've talked about that a little bit with teams. And, I mean, it's honestly a good thing that, you know, the limited amount of carries. I mean, of course, they wanted to see more production, but the limited amount of carries was definitely, I mean, save it for the league, you know. Yeah, they asked about that a little bit. I mean, just sometimes trying to make things happen instead of just taking what teams give me, you know, just easy to be corrected. Yeah, I mean, just do me. Not really something I'm trying to be too loud with, but, you know, I guess you could say I have a unique look. My own, easygoing, fun, laid back. That's about it, yeah. Are they playing better? Really just what happened to Alabama and why I made that transfer. Nothing too deep, but just kind of just wanted to clear the air about that. Yeah, I think I am. I think it's more unknown, you know. A lot of teams didn't know what was going on, and once I kind of start talking about it, it makes sense. It has I'll just answer it in the meetings. I just made the best business decision for me, you know. Just felt like it was the right move to make, and I think it worked out in the end. Somewhat. It's really that big of a deal transferring. I mean, it's just everybody transfers for a different reason, you know, so I guess depending on the reason then. Oh, yeah. Players talk about that a lot. Obviously, it's a business. That's always, you know, that's and, you know, just try to stay out of the way. Just get ready for, you know, the draft. Just detailed, organized. I'm a real organized person, so I felt like that was the best choice for my future. All the medical stuff, yeah. You know, going to the hospital, doing the same thing over and over again, you know, running around with every doctor. But, I mean, it's worth it, I guess. It's necessary. I think it's grown from my pass protection standpoint. And I think that's the part I still need to grow in. I mean, I'm not where I want to be, but I've gotten better. Yeah, willingness and then just more experience. For me.
I mean, it all happens for a reason.
Just my versatility.
In the position that I'm in now.
That's a major thing. I mean, I think when you cut on the field, you can see that I'm different from a lot of those backs, but still have the same qualities. I mean, like you said, it's a great class. You know, I guess we'll just see it through the combine and throughout leading up to the draft.
Did you guys notice how well Zeke did, you know, from last year? Do you think guys take note of that and want to be like that next guy to make an impact?
Yeah, I think we all watch Zeke, and, you know, I know Zeke, so I mean, he did great. Like, you can't deny it.
Was it about the Texas A&M game? Everything fell together for you, and why is that your best tape for scouts?
I think that was just the first opportunity I got to start a game, so I had that in my head, and I knew I was going to take it and run with it and not look back. I always told myself, like, when I get that opportunity, I'm going to show everybody why, you know, why I should be number one.
Did you think at all about not playing the bowl game?
No, I didn't. I was going to play the bowl game regardless of anything.
Think that helped you? The fact that you played in the way you played in that game?
I think so. I mean, I just being there with my last game for my teammates and my coaches and the fan base, I think that was the most important thing.
Can you talk about your versatility? Sorry, I don't know the details. Just give me a sense of what that is. Can you block or catch? What, like, what do you
catching out of the backfield, my special teams, yeah, just the special teams component I bring to the game. Just things like that.
Has that, you know, in any discussions you've had so far, has that kind of stuff come up, how much you can do at the next level?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of teams have been talking about special teams, and just me, of course, being able to catch out of the backfield and being comfortable lining up in the slot, just things like that.
Evan, what kind of feedback did you get from the advisory committee when you were going through the process?
I didn't submit my name to the advisory committee.
Okay, so when did you make the decision to
probably like the last weeks of the season, probably the last week and a half.
45-inch vertical, is that accurate?
You heard that?
Yeah, is that accurate?
You'll see it tomorrow.
Okay.
Which test are you most excited about?
I'm excited about all of them, really. I mean, vert and broad, obviously, and then the 40, I mean, it speaks for itself. That's what everybody's waiting to see.
Now, talking with your agents, what tests feel
are
the most important?
I mean, 40, of course. Yeah, 40.
After playing a secondary role for so long at UT and then coming out and being the star at the end of last season, what is it like having a lot of hype coming into the combine and possibly being a first-round pick?
It feels good. It's gratifying, you know, just being kind of that shadow player for a while and then coming and breaking out at the last little half of the season and now here, a lot of buzz and a lot of just a lot of talks about me.
To be able to capitalize on all this?
Just training down in Miami. Been training with Andrew Swayze, real good trainer. Just been working, working. I can't say that enough, working nonstop.
You mentioned the Titans and the Vikings. Have you met with any other teams already?
Yeah, I've met with a couple other teams. I mean, I've met with a lot, so. Yeah, I've met with the Broncos, yeah. I met with Coach Walker, actually. I met with the running back coach earlier today.
How'd that go?
It went well. It went well, yeah. Good dude.
What would he say?
Just talking some football. Yeah. I actually talked to the Giants earlier today, too. Talking some more football, X's and O's.
A couple more?
Jets? Not yet.
Evan, what's been the nicest feedback that you've gotten from a team so far, the nicest compliment that a team's given you about your game?
Just my overall game. Walked into a meeting and just turned on film directly and just started talking about football, reviewing that Texas A&M game and just some other great plays from the season. you know, that was really just gratifying getting some feedback on my game.
Who did that? Who was that?
The 49ers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it does. I think the league is moving towards running backs that can, you know, do more catching out of the backfield and do more things in the offense. And I think that's, you know, what my game displays. Yeah, I did meet with the Eagles. I think it was a productive meeting. I enjoyed meeting with them, sitting down with them and talking for a little bit, just talking some football.
Alvin, what do you think was the turning point for last season at UT?
The turning point?
For you.
For me? I think just coming back off my knee injury, I think that was really the turning point. I just got a second wind kind of and just took off.
The craziest question?
I got asked what my drink of choice was. Water.